Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump protects children from medical mutilation. We're going to be talking about this new executive order on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it just continues to get exciting, Matt, and we have been fighting. Of course, we have defended Christian counselors that help these children that are struggling. And now to see that there will be an executive order to stop the federal government from funding, promoting, and supporting these puberty blockers, these hormones, irreversible mutilating surgeries for minors is just unbelievable.
It's amazing. The order follows just, you know, a rapid succession of executive orders to abandon the false ideology that claims that people can change their gender. Now he says clearly the policy is there are only two sexes, obviously, that is male and female. And listen to this. It would be like we wrote this. And listen to some of the language that's in the statement from President Donald Trump. Quote, "It was my great honor to sign an executive order banning the chemical castration and medical mutilation of innocent children in the United States of America." He posted that on social media. He says, quote, "My order directs agencies to use every available means to cut off federal financial participation in institutions which seek to provide these barbaric medical procedures that should have never been allowed to take place," close quote.
Yeah, you notice, I mean, in our press releases and most of our communication, we don't use words like trans and
gender affirming care.
Because that's their words. And so that's delusionary. So we don't use that. We stick to truth. And when you're talking about cutting off healthy body parts of minors, that's medical mutilation.
And you see this, I'm amazed because this is a statement from President Donald Trump on his social media, and he uses the word medical mutilation.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you hear that word before? We've been using it now for a couple of years.
Right.
We were one of the first to use this because others were still using the language of the other, you know, LGBTQ. And we said, no, this is medical mutilation. So we've been using medical mutilation. Others then began picking up the term medical mutilation. And it now appears in President Donald Trump's social media
posts. That's the reality of it, though.
That's amazing. That is amazing. The order reads this way as well. Quote, "Across the country today, medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children under the radical and false claim that adults can change a child's sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions."
Maybe President Trump reads our press releases.
Is this like plagiarized from our press release?
No.
You know, it's amazing.
I'm happy that he would use that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
So he goes on to say, "This dangerous trend will be a stain on our nation's history, and it must end."
You know, I just read an article today about James Younger. He's the dad who's been fighting for years. He has two twin boys, and his ex-wife is a psychologist, I believe. She wanted to take one of the little boys and so-called turn him into a little girl. And the father has been fighting against this. He's been in court, and I think he ended up losing the battle. And he said, you know, President Trump has saved the life of my son.
It's amazing. Yeah, the order stated that this medical mutilation enters, quote, countless children, close quote, into a, quote, losing war. With their own bodies, close quote.
But this is a war. I mean, that's a great way to say it. It's a war on children.
War with their own bodies.
It's a war on children.
And it leaves them with lifelong complications and expenses, sterilization, and regret. Accordingly, the policy goes on, the executive order. It is the policy of the United States that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called, in quotes, transition, close quote, of a child from one sex to another, and it will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures.
Amen.
Now, it goes on to go into some additional specifics. It's amazing. The order will also direct repudiation of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, or WPATH, as it's known, and its reliance on junk science.
Mm-hmm.
WPATH's guidelines have come under increased scrutiny since the four-year CAS review, which we have talked about on this program and in our press releases and our writings, revealed remarkably weak evidence that gender procedures help children. In fact, the American College of Pediatricians has publicly condemned WPATH over leaked files showing widespread medical malpractice stemming from its guidelines that allow doctors to improve treatments as they are as they go along, all while knowing that children cannot give informed consent for these procedures.
But, you know, I do commend these young people like Chloe Cole and others, as well as parents who have been testifying in various committees saying that this was not the answer. I did this because I thought it was the answer to my problems, but this is not the answer. Now my body is forever mutilated.
Yeah, you know, years ago, when this pendulum started to go the one way, I had so many people, just like in the abortion context, pro-lifers like, oh, we're never going to overturn Roe. And I said, no, we will overturn Roe. Just steady the course. But I've had a lot of people in this area say, the horse has left the barn, the cat's out of the bag. You can't undo this. This is too far gone. We're not going to win this battle. I said, no, the pendulum will swing. Truth will actually come back. And they were using all these other stories, you know, these sob stories to promote their side of things. Oh, you know, I can't visit my partner in the hospital because I'm not legally related to that person. I can't be at their dying bedside. Oh, you know, I'm crying because I know that I'm not born, I'm born this way and they assigned me this. You know, all those sob stories. Well, you know what? Over time, the pendulum has swung, and it is continuing to swing the other way. And it's because of scientific fact, and it's also, unfortunately, these people that are the victims, like Chloe Cole, the victims of this radical gender ideology that have sadly, you know, suffered from psychological issues, other kinds of issues that they deal with, and they want relief from that. So let's not minimize the things that they're dealing with.
Right.
There's some kind of confusion, there's stress, there's anxiety.
They need counseling.
They need help, they need counseling. So,
not cutting off their body
parts.
Your
heart has to go out to these people. And what happens is they fall into the trap of this gender ideology that makes money off of them and manipulates their situation to say, oh, you know what? I have the magic formula for you. Let's give you these puberty blockers that'll sterilize you. Let's give you cross-sex hormones. And then let's do some mutilating surgeries on you. Cut off your breast, your other body parts. And then all will be well because you were just born in the wrong body. And that person is like desperate for help. Mm-hmm. And they believe these people, these false prophets. They believe them and they want help. And then they go down this road. And this is what happened to Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was told by the counselor, the people that were convincing her that you needed to go through this puberty blockers, hormones, and mutilating surgeries, you can have a dead daughter or a living son. In other words, if you don't do anything, your daughter's going to die. But if you do something, you'll have a son and you'll have a living son as a child.
But you know, you said the key word earlier, and that's money, because this was expected to grow into a $5 billion industry by 2030. But thankfully, President Trump has stopped this flood, you know. But these doctors and these hospitals, and now you're going to start seeing these hospitals start saying, oh, I'm sorry, we're not doing this anymore. And those who refuse to stop, there will be serious ramifications.
Absolutely. Well, the order from President Donald Trump condemns the WPATH guidelines for lacking scientific integrity and cloaking surgical mutilation as a medical necessity for children. In response, President Donald Trump ordered all the agencies to rescind or amend policies that rely on WPATH guidance and tasked the Secretary of Health and Human Services to help increase the quality of data and publish the best practices on treating gender confusion. Which, you know, that's why some of these states, particularly blue states like California, They've tried to pass these laws that ban counseling of counselors who want to help people overcome these unwanted gender confusion states. Because if you have somebody like Chloe Cole, who regrets this surgery, somebody who was engaging in or had sexual attraction to the same person who now overcomes that, then it denies this whole ideology narrative that you're born that way and you can't do anything about it.
Delusion, yeah.
And these people are living examples of their bankrupt ideology. And that's why they want to deny it. That's why we've been defending counselors all over the country. Well, for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.